In a lullaby, somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dreams that you dream.
Good morning, everyone. It's Auntie Dorothy here, and we are so happy to be here, and we've got the Give Guide folks, so boy, are we lucky today. So, hi, Hillary, how are you?
Good morning, I'm well. How are you doing, Dorothy?
Good. So, let's talk about what you've done so far with the Give Guide.
As of this morning, $212,000 and change has been brought in by this amazing collaborative effort. CANDU isn't doing this in a vacuum. There are 46 local nonprofits working together to reach out to this generous community and give them an easy way to help support all of our efforts.
Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. And you've got Carrie and Eva here with you. So let's see what they have to say too. So how about you, Eva?
Hi, thank you for having me. This is Eva with Community Resources for Children. And this is our fourth or fifth year in the Give Guide. And it just continues to be such a pleasure to work with all of our partners. Really what I told Hillary today is that it's a true partnership with the business community, with local donors, even out of state donors. And we're just so happy to be able to partner with the Bank of Marin. I wanted to give them a shout out for being our business partner this year. And they were able to match the first $2,000 in donations. So that's really the value of having a business donor really should be emphasized, because it gives us credibility, gives the nonprofits credibility. It allows us to leverage donations. It's wonderful when you can donate 50 and the nonprofit gets $100. That's how it works. It's a true match. And the partners that we have in the Give Guide, I am a one-person fundraising, marketing, development department, and I don't have too many others to bounce ideas off of. But with the Give Guide, I have 46 other development professionals who I can talk to, and we get support from each other. And we partner together every day, too. We partner to deliver on our mission. So the Give Guide to us just represents a true community partnership.
Fabulous, fabulous. Well, and you're not alone. Most nonprofits are right in there with you. There are a few bigger ones, but most of them, they're right in there with you. So, okay, now that I'm rumpin' running. Okay, so we're doing really well so far, over $200,000. Well, and one of the things that we talk about every year, I do with Hillary, is that before Thanksgiving, I always encourage people to use the Give Guide, the physical, fabulous Give Guide, because it looks kind of like Thanksgiving. I encourage everybody to put this on as a placemat and to really talk about what Thanksgiving is about, that it's really about giving. And for Christmas and Hanukkah, even better, what you can do when your family is gathered, especially for adults where you guys may have had the conversation about, should we be giving gifts to adults? Yes, but don't, you know, what you do is you use the Give Guide and you let people pick that time, and you say, that's my gift to you. Same thing, especially with teenagers, it's wonderful. It's a matching gift. You have other parents that will be there, aunts and uncles. It is the easiest gift guide ever.
That's for a great idea.
Yeah, for adults and kids. Little kids, you know, my younger grandkids always support all the animal organizations.
What a surprise.
What a surprise. But it really is the spirit of the season of giving to use the Give Guide. And it's easy peasy lemon squeezy. And you just go online right there and then, and you talk about what a difference the child or the adult's choice, the gift has made, and you're done.
Mm-hmm. Nothing to wrap.
Nothing to wrap.
Nothing to recycle.
No, nothing.
So much better for the environment.
Yes, and Amazon isn't involved. There's no box at your door.
Not even a small one.
Not even a small one. So it's like, oh boy. Anyway, so Carrie, how about you?
Good morning. My name is Carrie Stroll, and I'm the founder and leader of the School Garden Doctor. And the thing I love most about the Give Guide as a fledgling nonprofit is looking for community partners.
Right.
So to Eva's point earlier, I tend to select based on mission alignment, so things that also agree with the mission of the School Garden Doctor. And this year, that meant community resources for children, because we're about to embark on a collaborative event.
There you go.
The American Canyon Community and Parks Foundation, because I've been involved with children during some of their after-school programming.
Right.
Excuse me. So those are some of the ways that I make choices about where to give. And then sometimes I'm also strategic about combing the website. I do love the catalog, but combing the website and looking to see, who needs a little push today?
Right.
I know when I recently embarked on my first crowdfunding campaign, I was really getting discouraged. And one day I got a big anonymous donation that I later found out was my husband. And so I think every now and then that's in the back of my mind going, who looks like they need a little push to round it out to that next $100 or $1,000 mark?
Well, talk about what you do too, because that's phenomenal. And it's so important now.
Yes. Well, it is actually very important when we think about the sort of how we're surrounded by consumerism, that children need a lot more time outdoors and in nature.
They need to know that milk doesn't come from a carton.
They do. They do. And so the mission of the School Garden Doctor is to empower teachers and schools and communities to grow school gardens that enhance science education, nurture healthy habits, and foster environmental literacy. And so all of those things are implemented in various ways. One is the popular and growing program called the Dirt Girls.
Yes.
Where after-school club implementation maintains school gardens. That's sort of the biggest barrier for school gardens.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's going to take care of it once
exactly.
it's there?
Eager young women who then also are exposed to science as a career choice where they're underrepresented generally.
Wow. Two and threefers. That is fabulous. So if you're listening out there and you're looking for, wow, how can I make an impact? There you go. And you've got two nonprofits that work together for that. That's even better.
We just spoke with Janelle Selleck from American Canyon Community and Parks Foundation, with whom Carrie is partnering.
Right.
And they call their program to enforce the kinds of things Carrie's talking about, screen time to green time.
Oh.
Which is really all about, it's great bumper sticker time.
That is a great bumper
sticker. Get out of the house, get into the earth.
Wow.
And experience it because you fall in love. It's so
exactly.
exciting, but you can't do it from your sofa.
No, you can't. And doing the little plant that you put on your windowsill inside doesn't count. This is get your hands in the dirt, figure out how miraculous this is. And when you see the faces of not just little kids, but bigger kids too, when the lettuce is there, oh my gosh. I mean, that started with me with a seed, and look at it now. And the tomatoes, that's a biggie. And the beans and everything.
Absolutely.
It's magic.
To the other parts of the Can-Do mission as well. Just on Saturday, the gardeners who work at the Garden for the Food Bank took a field trip to Vallejo to a cooperative people's garden, and were introduced to an idea of people growing microgreens on their countertops to get the nutritional punch that those very tiny baby plants have. So all around, there's a connection to this idea.
Yeah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Plus, I think the key word is connection. I mean, that's what Hillary and the Give Guide have done better than anything else. It's not just the money, although the money's really important. It's really the connection. It's the opportunity to learn from others. It's a training program, but it's also, I think, what we do best in the Napa Valley, especially with our nonprofits. Oftentimes, nonprofits are kind of siloed, like government, and they don't work together, but we do that so well in the Valley.
I've heard that from other people, that this community works so well together, and it's not the same. Other counties don't.
They don't.
And so I don't know if that's because of the Give Guide, but that would be nice to
I think it's
of the Give Guide.
It has a whole lot to do with that, because the whole introduction to the Give Guide for nonprofits, when you're sitting together in a room, and you've got people saying, we'll help you do this. This is important. But you're talking to the other people in the room. What the Give Guide does, it's a perfect metaphor for nonprofits, for the pie is huge and everybody gets a slice. It isn't a small pie where you're fighting for, I only want my bigger slice. It really is, the pie is enormous. Let's make it even bigger. And that works.
It works because folks who come to the Give Guide to donate, to support causes they love, see 45 other terrific groups doing remarkable work. And it's really hard to go to the section on for your grandkids' sake, animals, and give to one group without saying, how can I not give to this rescue group I never heard about before?
Right.
Sunrise Horse Rescue.
Exactly.
Or Canine Guardians
who
train animals to help folks with PTSD.
Yep.
You learn so much through the catalog. And as Carrie says, if you go online, you can click and dig down. You can ask questions of each of the nonprofits. You know what else they need. There's a section called Other Ways to Help. So you don't have $10, you can volunteer.
Yes.
You don't have $10, but you've got an old file cabinet. Someone needs it. So it's been a resource that we didn't even recognize when we started, to help people learn about the nonprofits who are, in many ways, the heart of the community.
Yes.
We can talk about the weather and education and healthcare. We can talk about the wine and food culture, the beauty of this valley. But there's something intangible that we all know, if we're lucky, that blessing of community that this is trying to reflect and does, because the 46 nonprofits this year are all people who are trying to help this community thrive.
Right. Well, I was an early board member on the Community Foundation when we hired Terrence a long time ago.
Good move,
right? Even at that time, we had over 500 nonprofits, some very small and very specific, the soccer organization, some very large, Olay, around the corner here from our radio station, but it was pretty remarkable. And the Community Foundation and the Gasser Foundation and the Vintners are remarkable. They're the big boys that make sure things really happen and really get funded. But they work together too. There's three legs to that stool, and the fourth leg is the Give Guide and all of the nonprofits that work together. So we are extraordinarily lucky. And you're right, Eva. Other communities, sadly, don't operate like this. And that's really a shame, because this is how things have to work. If the Give Guide could just be the model for the federal government, wouldn't that be wonderful?
There's a thought.
There's a thought. Yeah.
All three of those foundations have supported CanDo and the Give Guide.
Exactly.
So when we first came up with the idea for the Give Guide, we thought we needed $11,000, but our annual budget was $25,000. We don't have an office. We have no paid employees. We are a true grassroots organization. And we went to the Gasser Foundation. I had never asked for money in my life. I sat down across the desk from Joe Peatman, and Olivia, one of the volunteers in the group, and I started our pitch. About 45 seconds into it, he gave me a timeout, football timeout gesture, and he said, "You had me at CanDo. We've been watching your work for the last 3 years, and if you're doing something, we want to back it."
Ta-da.
And they did. And that was how we got the seed money started. We were not yet a nonprofit.
Right.
So he said, become a nonprofit. We're going to help you get the Give Guide started. That was 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And about 2 weeks ago, we passed the $2 million mark. That's what's been raised.
Ta-da!
Again,
ta-da!
Not by CanDo alone, but by this wonderful gathering of nonprofits together.
Yeah. Boy, boy, oh boy, oh boy. We'll talk a little bit before we have to take the commercial break for some of our listeners who may not know how this started, about one wonderful person goes to Oregon, says, "Wow, look at this. That's an interesting idea," and bingo.
It was a volunteer in Portland with her eyes open who saw a copy of what was called the Willamette Week Give Guide in a box on a corner in Portland. Richard Meeker is the creator of the Give Guide.
Right.
His weekly magazine, the Willamette Week, it's free, goes out to essentially millennials. And he wanted to help them learn about philanthropy while they were young. And
Perfect idea.
Created the Give Guide. It now has about 150 nonprofits in its catalog. They raise millions of dollars because they're in Portland, Oregon, a city of size. And he was a wonderful mentor to us.
Right.
We reached out to him. We communicated for a year. We started talking to nonprofits here and thought, how, without an office or a staff, can we make this happen?
And you did.
And we did. So we've had Give Guide Guardians. We went to the Vintners. They've helped us every year. This year, we've got AUL as a brand new Give Guide Guardian, and Blue Oak School, Mechanics Bank, and the City of Napa, and the Napa Recycling and Waste Services. They've all been helping us.
Right.
And then CanDo pitches in and gives the rest of the money that's needed to make it work, because it's so important to us that we get the job done. Each nonprofit pays a tiny fee.
Right.
Tiny is defined as between $300 and $500.
Depending on their budget.
Exactly. So if you're a brand new small nonprofit, you can afford to dip your feet into philanthropic waters.
Right.
At the end of the campaign, we will ask each nonprofit, how many of your donors are new to your database? These are folks who have never supported you before financially. The average is 27%, but I was talking to a nonprofit last week who said, last year, we'd never seen any of these donors before.
Wow.
And that's so valuable, because that's about building relationships.
Well, and you afford the nonprofits the opportunity to have those names. I mean, that's amazing. They get that data.
They get that data if the donor chooses.
Right.
The donor always has an option to say, I would love to give to Napa Humane, but I don't want to receive emails from them, and we
honor that.
We absolutely respect that.
But there are a lot of donors that are fine with that.
They are. And they learn about a nonprofit.
Right.
And maybe they go to an event, and maybe they send another check.
And maybe they volunteer, and then they become a board member. Or
last year, we had a donor who received one of our incentive gifts. There are about 7 incentive gifts every week. They're each worth $100 or more. She's now on the steering committee of Candu's Green Bag Food Project.
Right.
And on Saturday, because we had a day off from the gift guide, we brought in 15,000 pounds of food at the food bank. And we do that every 2 months.
Yes, you do.
With all volunteers.
Yeah, it's remarkable. I have my green bag right on my doorstep. But what a great idea. But none of this happens without really visionary leadership and a whole lot of time. And that's you. That is you, Hillary. I mean, because you do it out of your home, on your phone, 24/7. And things don't just happen unless you have a visionary leader, and we love you.
Thank you. We have amazing volunteers.
You do, but it's a small group of people who work all the time.
It is a small group. I know. I'll tell you. There are a couple of people for whom this is a passion. There are lots of people who come once a month.
True.
And there are folks who help by donating or tabling at an event. This is guilt-free volunteering.
Yeah.
So our board, our core, has only 6 members.
Right.
That's why we can turn on a dime. We don't need to do a big vote.
Right.
The gift guide is handled, orchestrated by a volunteer group that now includes Carrie as of this year.
Ta-da!
As of last year, there are only 8 people, and most of them work full-time.
Right, right. Well, the 6 that are there all the time work full-time, too.
Yeah, they do.
They do. I mean, it's like, oh, boy. But what a great example of, especially now when people say, well, what difference can I really make? What difference does one person make? Here you go.
It's the
$2 million.
It's the starfish story.
It is.
You know it. The older gentleman walking down the beach sees the child, and the child's tossing something into the waves.
Right.
The man can't see what it is. So he approaches the child, looks down at the boy and says, what are you doing there, son? The kid says, all these starfish have been stranded on the beach and the tide's going out. If I don't do something, they're all going to die. And the older gentleman looks at the boy and says, young man, I'm so sorry, but you're not really making a difference. There's so many thousands of starfish on the beach.
Right.
And the boy looks down at his feet, reaches for one more starfish, gently tosses it into the waves and says, I made a difference for that one.
Exactly. Yes. The best story ever. And that's the Give Guide story.
Just, you make a choice, you make a difference.
Yeah.
We make it easy.
Well, absolutely. And again, I'll reiterate, when you're sitting there talking to your family and saying, oh boy, what are we going to give Aunt Martha? What are we going to give the kids? I don't know their sizes. Do they have so many Legos that this is crazy? Ta-da! The Give Guide is really your answer, and you're doing so much more than a retail purchase, and you're not on Amazon. This is really vital for our community, for all of the nonprofits. And Hillary's right. It is so easy. And everybody's online way too much, so this is a real easy one. And you're right. The physical Give Guide is fabulous. I love it. It's, you know, a wonderful book. But you get far more information when you go online and look at the nonprofits. And Hillary's absolutely right. You can ask questions. You get to know the nonprofit. And the way that life works, once you're interested in that nonprofit and you learn a little bit more, you are more likely to become a volunteer. If you become a volunteer and you find that you have talents that are really needed, then you become a board member and then you become the big fundraiser. And that's the way these things work. And for folks who want to really help their community, this is your option. And it's a training program.
And every little bit helps. When I'm sitting at my desk and I get an email, $10 donation, and someone wants to receive more information about us, about Community Resources for Children, that makes my day.
Right. And they can easily become a larger donor, too.
Yes.
Well, we have to take a break for a moment for some commercials, but we will be back with the Give Guide and your answer to what do I do for these people for gifts for the season. We've got the answer for you, so stay tuned. And we're back with the Give Guide. We have Carrie, Eva, and Hillary Zunin, who is the queen of the Give Guide, and we've been talking about how easy this is to make all your holiday purchases a slam dunk.
We should let people know how to find that website.
Yes, absolutely.
Can Do Give Guide, that's G-I-V as in Victor, giveguide.org. CanDoGiveGuide.org. You can Google it or go straight to that web address, and you'll find a way to meet some of the amazing folks all through the Napa Valley, from Calistoga to American Canyon, who are supporting a thriving life for everyone who's here.
Well, we've talked about your amazing sponsors and everybody that helps. How about going through the list of all the organizations that you can help for the Give Guide? That's pretty cool.
There are 46 this year.
Wow.
I think about the school garden, Doctor, because to be in the Give Guide, you need to be a Napa County nonprofit.
Right.
Or based largely here. You have to have been in existence for at least 2 years.
Right.
Because anybody can go through the paperwork to become a 501c3. But we vet the applicants.
Right.
We take a look at their website and their social media. We take a look at how they frame themselves, because we want to make sure that the folks in the Give Guide are folks you can trust to be doing the work they say they are
right.
doing. Every penny that's given goes to the nonprofits you choose. CanDo doesn't take a fee, so unless you use your credit card and are dealing with a credit card fee about which we can do nothing,
right?
all the money goes straight to those nonprofits. And who are they? I'll start the list.
Yeah.
Aldea Children and Family Services, American Canyon Community and Parks Foundation, Canine Guardians, Community Action Napa Valley, CASA, A Voice for Children, Calabria Care, Community Health Initiative, Community Resources for Children.
There you are.
And at that point, I'm going to turn over the list to Eva. Would you start reading on number 9?
Cope Family Center, E&M Presents, Expressions of Hope, Fair Housing Napa Valley, Friends of the Napa County Animal Shelter, Friends of the Napa Library, Habitat for Humanity, If Given a Chance, League of Women Voters of Napa County, Loving Animals Providing Smiles, Molly's Angels of Napa Valley, Moving Forward, Napa County Resource Conservation District, Napa Farmers Market, Napa Humane,
and the one and only Napa Valley Can Do.
Ta-da!
Napa Valley Community Housing, Napa Valley Farm Worker Foundation, Napa Valley State Parks Association, Napa Valley Vine Trail Coalition, Napa Valley Youth Symphony, Napa Wildlife Rescue, Napa Learns, News, On the Move, specifically Voices,
right,
and Parents Can.
Oh boy, can I read the last few?
Sure.
Pause for Healing, Puertas Abiertas Community Resource Center, Rionda House Senior Activity Center, Share the Care, St. Helena Preschool for All, Sunrise Horse Rescue, Teacher Resource Center of the North Bay, Teens Connect, the St. Helena Community Band, The Table, Valley Players, and We Care Animal Rescue. Pretty cool.
Going through that list, I think we partner with about at least 20 of these nonprofits in some
There's the story.
Way. Yes. In our programs, we cannot do it all alone. And so, you know, we partner with Parents Can, Cope Family Center, and
Farmers
News
Market.
On the Move, Farmers Market.
Right.
Just looking through the list, if you're a nonprofit that serves families or children, we're there with you. We're partners. Well, and then, of course, the School Garden Doctor, when you join in a couple of years or so.
New Kids on the Block.
But the categories are broken up into animals, arts and culture, community, education, environment, health and wellness, and youth and seniors. So that's pretty broad-based. Go ahead and pick. But I love Hillary's story about how some people will say, well, you know, I'm going to give $200, but maybe I will give 25 to this group and 25 to that group and 25 to that group and 25. Pick, you can do a smorgasbord. Mm-hmm. You don't have to just pick one or two. Or you can give $10 to everybody. You can give $20. You could give $100 to everybody. They're those big donors
out
there.
And you can vary the amount.
Yes.
You can give $10 to two nonprofits and $15 to a third. And there's your $35 give, but there will be one swipe on your credit card.
Yes.
Still, you'll get individual tax receipts if you itemize. And you'll also get a thank you gift from CanDo. We go out to businesses in the community who support the project and give you a certificate. And in the month of January, when you thought your diet was going to begin, you can instead support the community by going into Annette's Chocolates
exactly.
for two truffles or Ritual Coffee for free coffee. You can go if you're
with
old
your truffles.
Enough, and some of us are, to Tannery Bend Beer Works and get two pints for the price of one. So if you're really thirsty, you can have them both, or you can bring a friend. You can go to the Napa Valley Art Supply, wonderful art store,
yes.
and get free Crayolas in regular or neon colors. And you can go this year, new, to the CIA gift shop, where they will give you a little surprise gift.
Ooh.
So even with a gift of $10, which we know when combined will equal hundreds of
exactly.
thousands of dollars for the give guide. For that $10 give, you get a gift certificate for all those things in the month of January.
Wow. Well, and Hillary's pay for all of this are Annette's chocolates. That's it.
Annette has been an amazing supporter from the very start.
Yeah.
And we support Annette. I personally support Annette by eating as much chocolate as I can.
Yeah, me too. Well, actually, I'm going bowling on Thursday night with 20 veterans that we support. That when the Pathway Home closed, we moved the program to Martinez. And the veterans come up from Martinez in the van that we donated to them. And they all go bowling, and the staff, the psychologists and psychiatrists that come up and go bowling, and they're terrible bowlers. I'm the worst bowler. Barbara Nemko is the best bowler. Barbara Nemko goes bowling with these guys and has for about 7 or 8 years, along with other folks in our Rotary Club. The Napa Rotary Club supports the veterans and supports this program. And I bring the staff a giant box of Annette's chocolates. It's like, okay, guys, if you're driving all the way up here and you're bowling, and we go to Napa Bowl because that makes the veterans really comfortable, and we buy them pizza and giant cheeseburgers and French fries, and these are guys all with PTSD and traumatic brain injury and lots of other issues that get socialized with a bunch of baby boomer Rotarians, and it's magic. But the real magic for the staff that's devoted their lives to this, to the healing, are the Annette's chocolates. I said, don't share these with the guys. They're all getting gift cards, and they get candy too, but the big box goes to the staff.
Great choice.
Yeah.
It was our first gift when we wanted to send Richard Meeker up in Oregon a thank you.
Right.
We sent Annette's chocolates and some wine.
There you go. Well, you have to send the wine.
Of course.
I mean, you know, it's Napa. So this year, talk a little bit about the timing, because you've already got $200,000 coming in, which is amazing. And it kind of trickles in and people think about it. And then we get closer to the actual holidays and then it comes roaring in. But I think some of the funnier stories are the folks who say, oh man, I got to do my taxes next year. I got to have write-offs. And at the very last minute, on New Year's Eve, a bunch of money comes in.
This is quite predictable, we've learned. The first month, this is a two-month campaign.
Right.
We get about 25% of our donations.
Right.
People are learning about the program. The bus signs are going up. The bus shelter signs, the posters. People are beginning to see that big orange field with a white circle and remembering that the Give Guide exists. 25% of the money comes in. In December, we get the other 75%.
Right.
However, of our total, last year I think our total was about $435,000. 40%, 40% came in after Christmas.
Right.
And we do get calls every year, and Nancy and I get the calls and look forward to it because we don't have a phone number. The phone is my phone number.
I know, and
Nancy's
I know.
Nancy's phone number, and somebody calls from a bar. It's like a joke. A man goes into a bar with his wife, and he says,
and he has a gift guide.
Honey, did you take care of the charitable giving? And she says, no, you said you were going to do it.
Right.
He said, no, you promised. I remember you were in the laundry room. Anyway, they call us, and they say, is it too late to give? And over the phone, we have taken sizable donations.
Yes.
Because someone was sitting in a bar. And we're very happy to have it. Last year, the last donation came in at $11.57. There are no extra points for giving late, but there is a lot of adrenaline, and that's fun.
So, yeah. Hillary, we know what you're doing on New Year's Eve.
Yes.
Yeah, and Grady Siebert, who has been our webmaster for 7 years, signed up for a gig. That means he needs to be available for troubleshooting in case anything goes awry with the website, which fortunately, I'm knocking on wood,
yes,
has not happened. Yes, this is our celebration of the year end.
Yes, keep your phone charged, Hillary.
Keep your phone charged. And
no, wait a minute. It's a landline.
Oh,
you can trust landlines. But charge landlines.
Yeah, but think about what a great idea this is for the New Year's Eve party.
There you go.
So there you have a bunch of friends and you're all out together, or you're at someone's home, which is even easier. And you pass around the give guide and you say, okay, guys, here's what we're going to do. Our goal tonight is $500 or whatever you want to do. $5,000 would be even better, maybe $50,000. And all of us have to chip in. And we get to pick, and it's a game, but it's before midnight. Everybody gives, and that's your party favor.
And we don't open the bubbles until everybody's given. You can give on your phone.
Yes.
So why not? I love it.
Yeah, why not? So there is the New Year's Eve party, the Christmas party, the Hanukkah party. I mean, you know, you name it. But that's the party favor. Wouldn't that be great?
That's
fantastic.
I mean, it's kind of like the Thanksgiving thing where you use the physical give guide as the placemat. You can use the physical give guide as the party favor.
I don't know, Dorothy. I think you're onto a whole new business model for event planning here.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've done fundraising for 50 years and event planning for just as many. So I kind of merged the two together. But really, it does make it easy. And it's a wonderful idea. Everybody thinks you're a genius. So for all of our listeners out there, I know Deborah is a big listener, and she does wonderful parties and is very generous. So there you go, Deborah. This makes this really easy for you. Give guide.
A theme party. You make a choice. You make a difference. We make it easy. And then we have bubbles and great food.
And maybe you have some Annette's chocolates at your party.
Exactly. Well, and you can fold up the give guide small and put it into the champagne flute. And it's called Before You Get the Sparkling Wine, because we don't drink champagne here. That's from France. We drink sparkling wine. Before you get the sparkling wine, you have to give. And then once your give guide comes out of the flute, and you've actually made your gift on the phone, bingo, your glass gets filled. How's that?
Nice.
We're doing that.
I'm loving this brainstorming session.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's called Whatever Works. And for everybody, I mean, I'm doing this because this morning we have two grandkids outside of Boston that we're trying to figure out what to give them for Christmas. And the give guide is perfect. Even though it's here and the kids are there, one of their gifts is go ahead and pick. And possibly you can spread that word in Abington, Massachusetts, and they will start their own give guide.
18% of the donors to CanDo's Napa Valley give guide are from out of state.
There you go.
So it's friends and relations. And this week, we really encourage people who are working and volunteering and acting as board members at all these nonprofits to reach out to their friends and relations and say, here I am.
This is what I'd like.
You know how much this means to me. This is what I'd like.
Right.
So it's not a GoFundMe campaign. It's not a Facebook gift campaign.
Right.
It's just saying, here's the link. Choose any group you want to choose, or choose this group I so deeply love, and send some support our way.
And again, this is easy. I mean, that's one of the best parts. You're doing something really miraculous. You're doing something powerful. You're doing something good, and you're doing something easy.
Easy is an important piece of volunteering, you think? CanDo's tagline is, you want to help, we make it easy.
Exactly. And that's true. It really is. And again, what we've got here this morning are nonprofits that work together, that share, that become friends, that, I mean, it's just wonderful. It's a real connection.
It's a glue. It's about community getting stronger.
Yeah. It's the glue.
Yes.
It glues everything together.
Could you do that sound effect once more? That's good.
Yeah. That's
got a little Velcro.
Yeah, that's Velcro that glues everyone together. So as the show ends, let's talk about the hopes and dreams from each organization. How many gardens are we going to have next year? What's the dream?
Oh, well, everyone wants to start a garden. No one wants to keep a garden going.
I know.
So I measure more in terms of the sustainability of the garden and how well integrated it is into the school community and the difference that it's making there. My long-term dream will be, this is a bittersweet dream, it's to be in the Give Guide someday, which means next year will be my last opportunity to work on the Give Guide committee because I'll have to recuse myself.
And
be in the guide instead. But it has actually, I've really enjoyed learning about all of the different nonprofits through involvement with the Give Guide. And so I just want to put a shout out for people looking for a fun way to volunteer with Napa Valley Can Do. This is one of the many opportunities, but this one really gets you immersed into the community of understanding what now, how does that organization differ from that organization?
Right.
And I think that that makes a difference as well. So I just encourage people to look into that opportunity to volunteer. And if you haven't before, come to the Give Guide kickoff party that always happens at the beginning of November.
Right.
That's how we snagged Kendra Bruno. She's another person on the 8-person committee that orchestrates the Give Guide. She came to the kickoff party not knowing about Can Do and looked around at all the nonprofits and said, as a new person in Napa, this is what I've been looking for.
Ta-da. Mm-hmm.
So now she's an active volunteer.
Well, we just got a note. I got a love note from my friend Deborah, who was listening and said, I love this. So there you go. Hopefully, Deborah, this makes all your party giving really easy because I have a trunk still full of about 20 Give Guides. So I'm your guy. So how about you, Eva?
Well, for community resources for children, your support in the Give Guide will mean 3,000 children will be provided with the best possible start. And what we do is we empower the adults in a child's life, the adults who impact their care and education. And that could be parents, grandparents, caregivers, child care providers. And your support means 12 support groups for grandparents in the coming year.
Right.
And 24 play groups, bilingual play groups. We have talk, read, sing play groups, developmental milestone play groups. And it means 500 children will have access to our toy library and early learning center.
Ooh.
And with that comes developmental screenings and a free membership to our toy library where you can check out educational toys. And it means partnering with organizations like the School Garden Doctor. And on March 14th, we will have a community literacy day. And the focus will be spring and sowing the seeds of literacy.
Ooh.
So children will have will participate in a planting activity. Right now, it might be a bulb or seeds. And part of that, the reason we do this is because it's so important to talk and engage with your children and be descriptive with everything that you do. So holding that bulb, how does it feel? Is it smooth? Is it rough? Is it warm? Is it cold?
Right.
Getting the hands in the soil and modeling to adults, you know, how you engage children in everyday life. That's how they build pre-literacy skills that prepare them for school. So it means a lot to us. It means being able to partner and provide these family events and continue serving our 80 child care providers and helping families find child care.
Right.
Helping families who maybe can't afford child care right now. We provide financial assistance for them.
Yes, you do. Tell people where you're located because you're over with Terrence.
Yes, we are. We are across the street from Kaiser and Safeway in the nonprofit building.
Right.
And we have our toy library and early learning center there open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 5. So that's free. You can drop in. You know, take some time away from your dirty dishes in the sink and just come on down, spend time, quality time with your child or grandchild.
True.
And we do see a lot of grandparents, so we have a new support group for you. So if you're listening.
Good. For the sandwiched grandparents. Yeah. Good. Good.
When I first learned about CRC,
right.
I was a high school teacher. I wasn't in the nonprofit world. The Give Guide was my entree into all the amazing work that's being done. And when I learned about CRC and went over, when I took a look at the toy library, I decided that I wanted to contribute. My Etch-a-Sketch stays with me. I'm not giving it away. I asked at the toy library what was one of the most popular toys that they needed. I think it was a large fire truck, and I went and bought a large fire truck just for you guys.
What a great ending story. So thank you for everybody. But again, Hillary, tell them how to go online, because this is your opportunity to be a part of the Give Guide.
CanDoGiveGuide.org. Or grab a catalog at the library if you'd prefer to write a check. We are happy to get your support in any way. CanDoGiveGuide.org.
Okay. Thank you. See you next Monday, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.